The title of the article is Loosening Big Pharma's Grip on Our Health, Less or More Regulation. And here's the subtitle. Mike Amesikor and Rob Verkirk explain why honest markets would eliminate Big Pharma's health market dominance and replace it with products that work and do not cause harm. The article has been written by Michael Amesikor, Editorial Director, ANH USA, and Rob Verkirk, PhD Executive Scientific Director, ANH Intel and ANH USA. Drugs made by one of the largest and most profitable industries in the world with 80 years of experience behind it appear to have had little impact on curbing spiraling rates of chronic disease. Healthcare systems are a breaking point, and most governments and politicians seem to studiously avoid pointing out what seems so obvious to so many of us. Mainstream medical systems rely heavily on expensive, often dangerous, drugs to treat symptoms rather than targeting the underlying causes of disease. This pill for an ill, drug-dominated model that's driven by crony capitalism comes at a massive cost to both individuals and society. At the Alliance for Natural Health, AN, we're dedicated to challenging this broken system and advocating for a healthcare approach based on sound principles and ethics, rooted in prevention, natural health options, and the freedom to make informed choices. It is our hope that a new political landscape that is supportive of natural health will unfold, at least in the U.S., when the Trump-Vance administration takes the reins in 2025, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in an influential role. While markets are often criticized for being profit-driven, they also provide a powerful regulatory mechanism. When markets are free, competition ensures that businesses, regardless of their motivations, must consider the needs of their customers and employees. Selfish business owners can't thrive unless they deliver real value. In a truly free market, a company that ignores its customers' needs or disregards safety concerns will ultimately fail. But for this self-regulating system to work, it must operate independently without interference that protects bad actors. The healthcare industry does not operate in a free market, but rather in one that is highly regulated. The regulations having been carefully tailored to Big Pharma's interests, not those of citizens. The result is that Big Pharma enjoys a protected monopoly that it has built over decades through its revolving doors with government agencies, notably the FDA. In a system where the rules of the game are rigged in favor of FDA-approved drugs, it's no wonder that natural health options like dietary supplements, lifestyle changes, and preventive care are marginalized. Instead of being held accountable by market forces, Big Pharma thrives on government interventions that limit competition and create massive profit margins. Many assume that government regulation is necessary to protect public health and safety, but regulations often fall short. Ponder this. If drugs require regulation to ensure their safety, effectiveness, and quality, these being the three pillars of drug regulation, how can improperly prescribed drugs are the third leading cause of death after heart disease and cancer, and that most drugs don't work in most people. With Big Pharma's tentacles so deep into regulatory agencies, transparency so compromised that crucial data are routinely hidden from public view, and conflicts of interest rampant in ways that sway judgment, objectivity, and the opportunity to work in patients' best interests, should we really expect Big Pharma to be the trusted custodian of our health? Consider that nearly half of the FDA budget comes from the drug industry in the form of user fees, the money Big Pharma pays the FDA for drug approval. Then there's the revolving door between Big Pharma and the FDA, where many FDA officials use their time at the agency as a stepping stone to more lucrative employment in the sector they are meant to oversee. Is it any wonder that the FDA has repeatedly attacked and undermined the natural health sector? Clearly, Big Pharma's monopoly power comes not from free market success but from political protectionism. Without government intervention propping up its control, Big Pharma wouldn't stand a chance against natural health alternatives. These alternatives include inexpensive nutrients and herbs delivered as supplements that build resilience and prevent disease, and changes to conventional dietary and lifestyle norms that are plunging huge numbers ever deeper into metabolic disease. A sick child is the most precious asset to Big Pharma, which can then hope for a lifetime's worth of income from that individual. The industry profits when people are chronically ill, relying on drugs to manage conditions rather than resolving them. Statins and the latest skinny jab, semaglutide trade names Ozempic and Wegovy, are examples of long-burn wins for Big Pharma. In a true free market, these pharmaceutical monopolies would be exposed to competition from safer, preventive options, ultimately benefiting public health. The cash flow made possible by monopolies allows pharmaceutical companies to influence politicians and medical societies, as well as steer the direction of medical research. The end result is a healthcare system where patients and practitioners alike are funneled into a drug-dependent approach, ignoring or actively discouraging preventive solutions that could improve quality of life and reduce healthcare costs. Imagine a world where governments stop propping up these monopolies. A natural health solution like diet, exercise, or a range of dietary supplements that could become the preferred choice over expensive, side-effect-laden drugs. Consumers could choose health solutions that are more in line with their personal values, budgets, and well-being goals. Commercial speech wouldn't be constrained in ways that prevent companies from providing truthful information to the public. Big Pharma's reliance on government regulation and monopoly pricing would collapse, and the market would then do what it does best, encourage quality and innovation by responding directly to consumers' needs. Like nature, the fittest or best products would flourish in the marketplace, the ineffective ones would fail, and companies that sold products that were dangerous, if the risks were not adequately communicated, could be sued rather than being protected by government or law in the case of vaccines as they are today. ANH believes that natural health freedom is only possible in a system where government power doesn't create or sustain monopolies. People deserve access to preventive healthcare options that aren't crowded out by a system that prioritizes profit over wellness. A free market in healthcare would pave the way for greater transparency, accountability, and choice, empowering individuals to take charge of their health with natural and preventive options. Ending Big Pharma's monopoly on our health isn't a matter of simply deregulating. It's about ending the crony capitalism that keeps monopolies alive. Removing these artificial supports would allow for real competition in healthcare, enabling natural health options to thrive, lowering healthcare costs, and improving outcomes. The healthcare revolution we need isn't a top-down, regulatory-heavy approach. It's a move toward real freedom, with health freedom being central. That's because our health for most people anyway, even if it isn't always recognized until it's lost, is our most important asset. With a free market, individuals and patients have access to the health solutions of their choice, free from interference by captured government agencies and the media. At ANH, we're fighting to protect this freedom and support for health systems where disease prevention, natural health choices, and unalienable rights are not only respected, but facilitated and encouraged. The end game: human vitality and flourishing.